It's time to get up, get motivated, and start making moves for yourself instead of working to make someone else rich. These are genuine experiences and the stories of real entrepreneurs that made the ultimate decision to live for themselves in order to achieve unbelievable results. You're listening to The Time Is Now, making your business personal. Now here's your host, Kent Clothier.
Hey there, Kent Clothier here, and welcome to the Time Is Now podcast. Glad you made it. We are in the middle of our five-part series on how to go out there and start flipping properties, how to get paid quick, how to do it all in 90 days. Basically, what are the five most important steps? How do you kind of piece it all together, connect the dots, as I would say in my office here. So we're on step number two. Now, if you remember in the previous episode, we talked about the importance of going off and basically doing a little R&D in your market, figuring out who the real players are, and most importantly, as it relates to real estate, who the cash buyers are, who the investor buyers are, people that are doing deals right now in your market, what they're paying, how much of it they're buying, what's the price they're, you know, paying for it, how much could they buy today? I mean, basically, like I said, building a shopping list, building this buyer profile, and then trying to start working from there, right? So at this particular point, we want to talk about what happens when they pick up the phone and call you. This is the really nurturing and engaging. Step two is going to be nurturing and engaging the relationship with the cash buyer, getting to know them, getting to understand exactly what it is that they're looking for, and fundamentally positioning yourself as the go-to person, even if you're really not, right? So this is where brand new investors get stuck, because they're not, especially people that have never been an entrepreneur before, they don't understand the whole fake it till you make it concept. They believe that you have to have all your T's crossed, all your I's dotted. They're seeking perfection, and ultimately they end up failing because perfection is the enemy, right? Done is better than perfect. You have to get in the game. You have to take action. You have to be willing to put yourself at risk. You have to be willing to go for it. You have to be willing to kind of get out on that branch a little bit, or otherwise nothing actually is going to happen here. You're never going to get in a situation. It's kind of what comes first, the chicken or the egg. You're never going to get in a situation where you have the experience to where you feel confident talking to somebody until you actually go out and do the things that create the experience themselves. And so it's kind of like, you know, the commercial, I'll never forget the commercial out there that when the young 20-year-old, 20-something is going and interviewing and it says, well, you don't have any experience. He's like, well, how can I get an experience if you don't hire me? The same is true here. You can't get the experience if you don't get in the game. And so getting in the game is part of helping to build out this persona that you've got to push out in front prior. Meaning you have to talk about what you're proud of. You have to talk about, you have to come from a place of integrity. You have to talk about why people want to be doing business with you. We talked about this a little bit in our last episode. You have to really drive home the intrinsic value versus the practical value. Many new entrepreneurs and especially real estate investors get all caught up in the practical value of what they're trying to do. You know, they somehow believe that somebody's going to call them and ask them, well, exactly how many properties have you ever flipped? What's the profit on those properties? You know, what's the average time for you to sell a property? What's your lead cost? You know, and none of that's going to take place, period. People want to do business with people they like and trust. What people really want to hear from you is, hey, man, we operate from the highest levels of integrity. We create win-win situations. We have access to inventory. We go to work hard. We're willing to invest our own money, our own time, our own effort, our own energy. We're willing to go the extra mile for our customers. We're willing to do whatever it takes to earn their trust. Those are the things people want to hear. Those are the reasons why people do business with you. So if you keep, as a new investor, if you keep your persona, or for lack of better ways of saying it, or to certainly keep your line of questions and answers in that vein, you're always going to be fine. It's when you try to go off and talk about your experience buying and selling real estate, if you have none, that you're going to get caught in this quandary of, you know, just being a bullshit artist. And that's what we don't want. That's where people get uncomfortable. So again, how do you get there? Well, the first thing you have to do is you have to sit down and you have to decide, you know, what you stand for, what you stand against, what really matters to your business, why you're doing what you're doing, what do you believe in, what are your values? These are the things you have to have readily available and you have to arm yourself with, because that's what people want to hear from you. So number one, get all those things ready. Number two, you have to realize that a cash buyer is never going to respond to your marketing and pick up the phone and call you if they don't need your help. It's that simple. Think about this for a minute. Again, when was the last time you received a piece of mail from a perfect stranger who you've never spoken to? And you get a piece of mail, a letter, in fact. And number one, you actually open it. Number two, you read it. And number three, it was so compelling and so intriguing that you actually picked up the phone and called that individual on the phone. I would venture to say that most of us have never, ever done that. Yet that is the very thing that this cash buyer is going to do. They're going to pick up on the phone and call you. So the whole point of this is they're not going to go and take that extraordinary action if they don't need your help. And if indeed they need your help and they want your help, all you have to do is convince them that you can indeed help them. You are trying to position yourself as the middleman. You are simply trying to get in the way of the transaction. The transaction is going to happen with or without you. They have an appetite. They have a demand. They want to buy more properties in a specific area. You have hit them at the right time. You've talking to a target audience. You know they're paying cash. They're already qualified, and now they're picking up the phone and calling you. Your whole job here is to just not screw it up. Get on the phone. Be bold. Do not venture into the territory of trying to create an experience and a resume that is non-existent. Talk about your integrity. Talk about your sincerity. Talk about your intention. Talk about what you can do and how you can help them. Get to know them. Listen to them. Ask questions that make sense from a logical perspective. Hey, tell me what it is that you're trying to accomplish in your real estate. Why you buy these properties. Tell me what your long-term goals are. Why do you pay cash? Why is it in this neighborhood? Why are you just focused on student housing? What is it? Why? Open-ended questions that lead to a lot of really, really good answers. Do not ask stupid, lazy questions. And this goes for anything in sales. Don't ask anything that is lazy. Don't ask anything that is closed, yes, no questions, because in the end, you don't learn anything. Ask questions that allow them to talk and allow them to paint the picture for you that ultimately steers you down a path to where you're learning and you're constantly learning. Your entire point of this phone call is to get off the call with enough information that you can reasonably say to yourself, I think I could go buy a property for this person, put it under contract, and know that they would buy it from me. Now, so if that's the end, if that's the end result you're looking for, you have a lot of work to do on this call. You have to ask a lot of really detailed questions. So for instance, Kent, tell me what it is about the southeast part of the county. I've noticed that you're buying a lot of houses in there. Tell me what it is about that part of the county. Why are you buying there? And then shut up. What is it about that particular area? Is it about the return? What is it? The return on investment? Is it why it looks like you're buying burnouts? It looks like you're buying houses that are about to be torn down. It looks like you're doing land. It looks like you're doing new development, whatever it is, right? There's a million scenarios that could go here. The point is, let them paint the picture. Hey, this is Kent, and thanks for listening to the show. Just wanted to give you a quick heads up. If you're interested in real estate investing and looking for a way to get started, go to thetimeisnow.com. Right there on the page, you'll see an opportunity to just log in and get a free copy of my best-selling book. It's a great way to get started, learn a lot about one of our most basic strategies in real estate called wholesaling, reverse wholesaling to be specific, exactly how you can get started right now. Got a whole list of resources in there, step-by-step instructions, everything you need. Again, go check it out at thetimeisnow.com. There's an exercise that I do and that I teach my students to do over the years. It's basically we ask our clients, we simply tell them, listen, in order to work with us, we have a VIP client list, and it's a client list that is really hard to get on. If you want to get on that list, then here's what I would suggest that you do. We have about a 5-minute little Q&A session here that we have to go through. It's a process. And if you want, again, to get our help, if you want us to go to work for you, if you want our services, then you have to go through that. So is it cool that we go through it right now? Because if you do go through it, then ultimately what's going to happen is I'm going to be able to find the properties that you want and bring them right to you. You're not going to have to do anything. So there's a couple lessons there. Number one, you always have to answer in the prospect's mind. You always have to answer one question. What's in it for me? If you want them to do something for you, you have to let them know clearly what's in it for them. What's in it for me? A couple other things. This is a difficult and challenging part for people when the phone starts ringing. They start getting phone calls from cash buyers and they're not really sure what to do and they don't want to screw this up. So I give you two basic rules. They're called easy transitions. One transition is you can use that it's called the 4-step process. And you can use this in any sales call. what this is doing is what's called future pacing. You're telling somebody what the outcome is. You're kind of clearly painting the picture for them so that they're more inclined to take their hands off the wheel, relax, and kind of give you what you need here. It goes like this. So in order to do business with us here at Memphis Invest, we have a 4-step process. This is what it looks like. Spend a few minutes. I'm going to get to know you. The second thing is I'm going to spend a few minutes and understand the types of properties you're looking for. Third step is I'm going to tell you about our company, why we're different, why we matter to our clients, and why it's a pretty difficult process to get into our world, but why it's absolutely worth it. And the fourth thing is then we'll ultimately decide if we're a good fit for each other. Is that fair? That clearly lets them know what's coming next. The other way to do the exact same thing, but another way to do it is called before, during, and after. It goes like this. So before this call, you probably didn't know who we were here at Memphis Invest. So during the next few minutes, I'm going to break this down for you and let you know why we are the best at what we do, why we have 1,500 investor clients around the country and we manage 4,000 properties and we sell over 600 properties a year, why all that goes like it does. And after we're done, we'll decide if you're a good fit and if we should let you come into our world as well. Again, you'll let them know exactly what's up. Again, we've got calls coming in. A little uncomfortable, which is good, by the way. Being uncomfortable is good. A little uncomfortable, talking to some people, probably screwing it up a little bit. But again, all we need to do is get 4 cash buyers in our world to make $100,000. If you remember that from episode 1, that's the whole world we're operating in. It's 4 relationships away. So 4 people just need to give us the opportunity to go through this process. So if you get 20, 30, 40 phone calls, all you're trying to do is, bat 10%. You're trying to bat 100, right? And in the major leagues, you're still in the game, but but if you just bat 100 here, you're going to be a rock star. It's, pretty straightforward, pretty, pretty easy. All you need to do is just be you. This is who I am. This is what I believe in. This is what I stand for. This is what I stand against. This is why we matter. This is what we do for our clients. We're going to go out there. And now, here's one really important thing. You don't find property. What you do is you create inventory. There's a big switch here, right? You don't find property because realtors find property, and you're not a realtor. I mean, some of you might be, but in this scenario, I'm assuming you're not. You create inventory. So what does that mean? That means that you're going to take this information from this cash buyer, and as we move into step 3, 4, and 5, you're going to go use this information to control your efforts, to steer your efforts of you, your team, and others to get them to go and create opportunities with properties that ultimately, if you chose, you could go back and sell them to these people. It's just smart business. You're backing into the deal. They're telling you I'll pay $200,000. They're telling you that they want to be in the southeast part of the county. You want to make 25 grand. And as we talked about in episode 1, you're backing into the most that you could pay for a property. You know exactly where it is. And this is guiding all of your efforts in a very strategic way based off of information. So again, what you're trying to do here is get as much information as you possibly can to where you can confidently say upon getting off the phone, hey, I think I got it. I think I've got enough information that if I went and looked at a property in the southeast part of the county and it was $175,000 and it had all of these things, it was 3-bedroom, 2-bath, it had a pool, it only needed $5,000 worth of work. It's a brick exterior, 2-car garage, landscape's in great shape. When you kind of get into that whole scenario, you're like, this is the one. I feel really confident that Kent would buy this for me. When you feel like that's where you are, that's when you have done the job correctly. Until then, you keep asking questions. And you have the perfect excuse to be asking questions, right? You're always calling your buyer back and saying, listen, I'm getting ready to go spend some money. I'm getting ready to go do some marketing. I'm getting ready to go play some band at something. Get ready to get out there and hunt for a property and go create this inventory for you. So I just need to clarify a few things. I want to ask you a couple more questions. That's, if you'll go back to my comment I made earlier, that's you absolutely letting them know what's in it for me. WIIFM. You're telling them what's in it for you. I'm about to go create this inventory. It's going to cost you nothing. I'm going to go do all the work and I'm going to go through all the labor, but I'm going to give you the baby. It's that simple. So That's it for episode 2. Guys, keep the comments, keep the reviews, keep the ratings coming. I appreciate all the feedback. Again, a lot of love on Facebook, a lot of love on Twitter, Instagram, as well as right there in iTunes. Keep it coming. And then I will see you next week on episode 3. Peace.
You've reached the end of this episode, but there's plenty more for you over at thetimeisnow.com, where you can sign up for our free mailing list to help you make the next big shift in your career. As always, we'll see you next time on the Time Is Now podcast, where your business is personal.